are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
So I'm going to talk to you about what it takes to get more money, primarily by getting a hold on where you are right now. Now, some of you think that I may be about to teach you how to get rich. I'm not going to teach you how to get rich. First of all, there's too many ways to get rich. You're not going to get rich the way I got rich. Why? Because you probably can't do what I do for a living. I can't get rich the way you're going to get rich. I can't get rich the way anybody else ever got rich. We all have to find our own unique way to get rich. And the problem right now is we got way too many folks out there talking to people about how to get rich. It's not important how you get rich. Besides that, there's as many ways to get rich as there are rich people. There's lots of ways to get rich. And none of them are simple and easy and all the stupid things you hear. I did a big wealth seminar not long ago, and I was on the program, and there was a guy, and we all had booths out there. And if you've ever been to one of these things, you kind of know how it works. And I had my booth set up to sell my stuff right next to a guy that had a booth that called The Quick and Easy Way to Become a Millionaire. Well, I went on stage and said, that guy's wrong. There is no quick and easy way to become a millionaire. There isn't. Every millionaire I know understands that getting rich is slow and hard. It takes work. So today, don't be fooled. While I'm talking about money, I'm not talking to you about how to get rich. Besides that, here's the problem. If I taught you how to get rich, and that's the problem most people don't explain to you, if I taught you how to get rich and you still had the habits of a broke person, you didn't have the skills and the discipline and the habits of a rich person, all that would happen is you'd lose all the money you accumulated. It happens all the time. I mean, there are way too many statistics about people who have won the lottery and in a year they've lost all their money because they didn't have the habits, the skills, the discipline of a person who's used to having that much money. So today I'm not going to talk to you about how to get rich. Sorry to disappoint. There are books out there that can talk to you about that. Be wary of those books, though. I will tell you this. You first of all have to develop the habits of a rich person. You have to understand some things about money. And I'll guarantee you, if you follow the principles that I'm about to talk to you about, you can start to go from being behind to getting ahead. The first thing you have to understand is this, and it's the title of my number one best-selling book, You're Broke Because You Want to Be. That's the title of the book, and that's the statement I'm making to you right now. You are broke because you want to be broke. And you're going, that's not fair, Larry. I don't think I want to be broke. Yes, you do. If you didn't want to be broke, you wouldn't be broke. You want every situation in your life to be the way it is because that's how it is. If you wanted it to be another way, it would be another way. Besides that, nobody ever held a gun to your head and made you go out there and spend money you didn't have. You did that out of your choices. You chose to reach in your back pocket, pull out that credit card, and spend more money than you earned. You chose to sit down, sign a contract for a house you couldn't afford. You chose to say, you know, this is how much money I make, hoping they wouldn't find out that you really only make this much money, which wasn't even close to what you said you were making. That's the reason people are in trouble right now. They've fudged way too many ways. They fudge with themselves. They fudge with the loan companies. They take all those credit cards people send them in the mail. And they spend more money than they have any right to spend, knowing. And you can't convince me ever that people don't know they're doing the wrong thing. People know. You know you're spending more money than you can afford to pay back. It was your choice. Your actions brought you to the place where you are right now. And again, if you want to change your future, you got to change your present. If you want to have more money in the future, you got to change the way you're spending your money right now. It's all very, very simple. I have a very simple approach.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.